time and place set for adoption hearing on proposed regulation pertaining to Chapter 671 of the Nevada Administrative Code, as provided by Assembly Bill 21, as described by the Notice of Intent to Act Upon a Regulation, Notice of Hearing for the Adoption of Regulation, posted on January 29, 2024. This hearing is scheduled for 11:30 a.m. and is being recorded. Today is Friday, March 1st, 2024, and the time is 11:31 a.m. Financial Institutions Division staff present at today's hearing, Commissioner Sandy O'Loughlin, Senior Deputy Attorney General Louis Soka, Deputy Attorney General Jessica Guerrera, and intern at the Attorney General's Office, Shannon Chow, Examiner and your coordinator for today, Jennifer Ramsey, Administrative Assistant Devin Owens, and myself, Deputy Commissioner Mary Young. If you have not already done so, please take the time to mute your telephone or microphone until called upon by the coordinator to provide public comment. Also, please turn off your video, and please silence any your phones and electronics. Again, this hearing is being recorded. If joining by web, please activate the chat by clicking the dialogue balloon and enter your information on the sign-in sheet for the meeting record. If joining by phone, please email fidmaster@fid.state.mv.us to request to sign the form. Those who wish to provide public comment here in the room, please come to the table when I begin the public comment portion of the workshop or the hearing. It is important to emphasize the purpose of this hearing is to give all interested parties a reasonable opportunity to submit information and comments regarding the adoption of regulations as it pertains to Chapter 671 of the Nevada Administrative Code. In today's hearing, we will solicit general comments regarding the subject matter contained in those sections of the Legislative Council Bureau's draft proposed regulation for adoption in accordance with the provisions of the statute. The regulation will be submitted to and reviewed by the Legislative Commission for final approval, then filed with the Nevada Secretary of State. We will now move on to item two on the agenda, public comment. If you wish to comment on a specific section of the proposed regulation, please hold your comment until we request a comment on that specific section during the hearing. There will also be an opportunity to provide general public comment prior to the closing of the hearing. There is no need to restate a comment already made. If you have written material that you would like to submit, please hand it to Devin Owens in the back of the room or email it to fidmaster@fid.state.mv.us. Public comment will be limited to 3 minutes per person. Comments will be taken first from web participants and then phone participants, and then we will take comments from those here in Las Vegas. For those who joined us virtually, you may provide public comment by typing an X in the chat box or by calling the toll-free number on the agenda at 1-844-621-3956. Please wait to be recognized by the coordinator before unmuting your phone or microphone to provide a comment. Clearly state or spell your first and last name, and clearly state your business affiliation before you begin your comment. Do we have anyone that would like to provide comment that joined us by web?
We have Jimmy from the web.
Okay, Jimmy, we're ready for your comment.
For the record, my name is Jimmy Lau, first name J-I-M-M-Y, last name L-A-U, and I'm the Vice President of Ferrari Reader Public Affairs, representing Intuit. We'd like to thank the division, and specifically Commissioner O'Loughlin and Deputy Commissioner Young, for all of their work on passing the MMTA during the legislative session, as well as all of their continued work throughout this regulatory process. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for your comment. Do we have anyone else?
We have no more web commenters.
Anyone that joined us by phone?
We have no phone commenters.
Okay, and not seeing any here in Las Vegas, we will continue to item three on the agenda. LCB file R 121-23, dated January 8th, 2024, is being adopted here today. I will now read each section of the proposed regulation. After those sections are read, I will take comment on those specific sections. When it's time for comment, the same format as general public comment will be followed, which is comments will be taken first from those individuals that joined us by web, second from those individuals that joined in by phone, and lastly from those here in Las Vegas. Section 1, Chapter 671 of NAC is hereby amended by adding thereto a new section to read as follows. 1. A licensee shall develop, implement, and maintain an information security program to safeguard the non-public personal information of a customer as required by the Standards for Safeguarding Customer Information, 16 CFR Part 314. The division may review any information security program, risk assessment, incident response plan, or element implemented by a licensee pursuant to the Standards for Safeguarding Customer Information, 16 CFR Part 314. Two, as used in this section, information security program means the administrative, technical, or physical safeguards used to access, collect, distribute, process, protect, store, use, transmit, dispose of, or otherwise handle customer information. Section 2. If any money or credits received for transmission by a licensee or authorized delegate are presumed abandoned pursuant to NRS 128.500, as amended by Section 7 of Assembly Bill No. 55, Chapter 179, Statutes of Nevada 2023 at page 1052, the licensee or authorized delegate may comply with the provisions of Chapter 128 of NRS with respect to the monies or credits. Section 3, NAC 671.020 is hereby amended to read as follows. 671.020, an application for a license submitted pursuant to NRS 671.050 as amended by Section 68 of Assembly Bill No. 21, Chapter 23, Statutes of Nevada 2023 at page 119 must be accompanied by 1, a non-refundable application fee of $500, and 2, a license fee of $400, prorated by the commissioner. We have an open mic. If someone can please make sure to mute their microphone. Thank you. Section 4, NAC 671.030 is hereby amended to read as follows. 671.030, 1, a licensee shall pay annually to the division a fee of $400 for the renewal of his or her license. 2, if the commissioner reinstates an expired license, the licensee shall pay a late renewal fee of $400 in addition to the renewal fee prescribed in subsection 1. Section 5, NAC 671.070, is hereby amended to read as follows. 671.070, a person shall engage in the business of money transmission in the state unless 1, the person possesses each license, certificate, and permit required by this chapter, Chapter 671 of NRS and a local governmental entity, and 2, the location of the business complies with any applicable planning and zoning ordinance. Section 6, NAC 671.095 is hereby amended to read as follows. 671.095, an application for a license and financial record submitted by an applicant pursuant to the provisions of this chapter and Chapter 671 of NRS, financial records or other documents submitted by a licensee pursuant to an audit or examination conducted by the division, and any report of examination made by the division, are confidential and may be disclosed as authorized pursuant to Section 37 of Assembly Bill No. 21, Chapter 23, Statutes of Nevada 2023, at page 101 and NRS 671.170, as amended by Section 78 of Assembly Bill No. 21, Chapter 23, Statutes of Nevada 2023, at page 128. Section 7, NAC 671.005, 671.007, 671.040, 671.075, and 671.090 are hereby repealed. If anyone wishes to offer comments on Sections 1 through 7, now is the time to do so. Do we have any comments that would like from that join us by web?
We have no web commenters.
Those that joined us by phone.
We have no phone commenters.
Okay, I'm not seeing any comments here. We will continue to item 4 of the agenda, the adoption of the proposed regulation. The Financial Institutions Division hereby adopts Regulation R-121-23, which pertains to Chapter 671 and Assembly Bill 21 of the Nevada Administrative Code, as described in the Legislative Council Bureau's draft dated January 8, 2024. We will now open to public comment once more. Do we have anyone that provide comments that joined us by the web?
We have no web commenters.
Anyone that joined us by phone?
We have no phone commenters.
Okay. We're not seeing any here in Las Vegas. We'll move on to item 6 on the agenda, closing of the workshop. The adoption hearing for R-121-23 pertaining to Assembly Bill 21 in Chapter 671 of the Nevada Administrative Code is hereby closed and adjourned on March 1st, 2024 at 11:40 a.m. Thank you all for joining us.